and also lightheadedness. So I just took myself off and it cleared up, and he's put me on Ozempic now. So I'm going to give myself my first shot of Ozempic this morning. Over.
Oh, well, that's what I've got. I hope your insurance covered it.
Yeah, it did, and my copay was $47 for a month's supply. Over.
Yeah, that's same thing I'm paying, but it's going up next year. They've changed the I got the notice already. They're going up to, I think, 23% of the retail price, which if I looked at it right, that could be a couple of $100 a month.
Well, hopefully it'll take care of what needs to be taken care of, lose a little bit more weight in the interim, and then I can not take it. And then we'll see if there's anything else I need to take. I've been just watching my intake as much as I can. I'd like to get a little more exercise, but haven't been able to do it time-wise. But, you know, I think the weight's going to be the important thing. I've lost a lot already, but it looks like I'm going to have to go a little bit more over.
Well, good luck. I think I'm stuck on whatever poundage I've got down to. I dropped quite a bit initially, and then it seems to have tapered off a little bit. But you know, that's just kind of the way it is, I suppose. All right, well, good luck with that, and we'll get another report next week. W2EUU, W5 Charlie Goff, Charlie.
Yeah, 7-3 is Jake Semper Paradis, and again, thanks for all that you do. Catch you later. W5CGC, W2EU is clear. Bye-bye.
10-4RBL, standing by.
This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Goff, Charlie, W5CGC, and this is the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. The U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net is on the air to provide a meeting place for those who served in the U.S. Coast Guard Reserve, and the Coast Guard Auxiliary. It is a directed recreational net not affiliated with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. My name is Dick, Delta India Charlie Kilo, Delta India Charlie Kilo, and we're located in the city of Southlake, Texas, part of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. It is sunny outside and about 72, 73 degrees, going up to about 88 degrees today. No wind is blowing in the sky, so everything is cool as far as the weather. We are streaming live via the internet on the TuneIn Tango Uniform November Echo India November TuneIn, and also Broadcastify apps on your app store. You can find those and tune in while you're out and about if you can't be at the radio. Also via the website Whiskey 5, Charlie Goff, charlie.oscarradiogolf, and our form system is still broke. I'm telling you, I've been told that I might have to go to a whole new system as far as coding a web page, which is something I really don't want to do, in order to make the forms work again, because I'm, just because of various technical reasons, but we'll see. Some of it has to do with security, so we'll see what we can come up with on that. In the meantime, just drop us an email, info@w5charliegoffcharlie.org. If you want to check in online, that's info, I-N-F-O, info@w5cgc.org. I'll get that email, and I can check you in via the internet. All right, let's see who we have going for us out there today. We've already got a couple of folks here on the CW check-ins, W6RMC, KB1N, and AD6 Bravo Sugar. Let's see who else we have. Looking for Coast Guard veterans, those who served. Oh, by the way, happy birthday, United States Navy, 250th birthday today. Big celebration going on, so this weekend, and so a lot going on there. So happy birthday to our Navy brothers and sisters here from the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. Let's see who we have now looking for Coast Guard veterans.
November 4, Romeo Bravo Lima.
November, Mexico,
Whiskey Delta, 3 November.
Whiskey Delta, 3 November.
Well, I got a heck of a pileup, and everybody was really on top of everybody there. But I've got N4RBL, NM3G, Whiskey Delta 3 November, Kilo Tango 4, Whiskey Alpha, and everything else was a big blur. So try again.
N3G, London, Norway, and
Charlie Mary Peter,
India Sierra.
Whiskey Fox Trust, Chick Foster.
Alpha Bravo 4 Sugar Fox.
Well, tell you, let's see. N3OUE, K9LNX, WB4CMP, WF6O, AB4SF, Alpha Bravo 4 Sugar Fox. Who else?
November Bravo 8 Romeo.
Whiskey Alpha 4 Mike Zulu Sierra.
NB8R, WA4MZS, and there are some more.
Whiskey 1, Oscar, India, Sierra.
Whiskey 1, Oscar, India, Sierra.
November 4, Zulu, Victor, Echo.
Zulu, Victor, X-ray, is it November 4?
Kilo, Kilo 4, Zulu, Victor, Echo.
Kilo, Kilo 4, Zulu, Victor, Echo.
QSL.
Roger, got you on the list. Who else? Coast Guard veterans. Do I have any relays? All righty, let's crank it up here. Whiskey 6, Radio Mike Charlie, W6RMC. How are you? Maybe I didn't hear him this morning on CW. There was quite a little bit of interference going on when we were up there a while ago. Whiskey 6, Radio Mike Charlie. W6RMC is not there. How about Alpha Delta 6, Bravo Sugar? Alpha Delta 6, Bravo Sugar. How interesting. All right. Maybe I just plain blew the call signs. I think I did hear Kilo Bravo 1 November.
Noisy Dan today, but you're coming in just fine here. This is Jerry in Eastern North Carolina. Nice day. Not sure what our activities will be today, but it looks like we won't need an umbrella or anything else. Anyway, back to you, KB1N.
All right, Big Jerry. Good to have you on board, KB1N. I'd swear I could have. I must have. I had a lot going on when the CW was called a while ago, so maybe I blew a couple of call signs, but I got yours. How's the pup doing? I haven't got a report other than chasing the squirrels last week. Over.
Well, he's still in his teenage years as far as being a little devilish, but they never get out of a real puppy age. Especially when they're chasing birds or anything, they just sort of wakes up their breed heritage. A good companion, and he's good. Chasing a puppy at our age has been a bit of a challenge. Back to you.
Yes, especially if they accidentally get out of the yard. That is in the middle of the night. That is even worse. Happened to me one time. Thankfully, he turned around and came back because he liked me better than he liked the dark. That's because he saw a deer running across the yard and some landscaper left the gate open, and that was a scary minute until he turned around and came back. He's doing. My dog Captain Pepper is doing just perfectly fine. He does have still continues to suffer from allergies. And from time to time, he'll get into a real paw-licking situation, and we'll have to scrub him down a little bit and help him out with that. But other than that, he's doing pretty good. He loves to he's really, really found his voice. He loves to bark at just about everything that moves, including leaves and trees. And when he sees an actual human being, oh my goodness, that doesn't have to be anywhere even close to him. If he sees one, he barks. He barks at people in the car. If I'm taking him to the to maybe over to daycare or something, he sees somebody in the car next to him and he has to bark at him. So we've definitely got the schnauzer traits. Over.
Well, everything's a lot of dogs just figure that everything they can see is inside their area of responsibility. Yeah, it's always fun how to dogs don't understand a property line. Just that part of their brain isn't developed. It's like licking their paws. Sometimes they're doing it just because, hey, they did it yesterday, they did it the day before, and they don't know why, so they just keep licking it. So, some disease and some is just bad memory loss. So, anyway, thanks for picking me up, and we'll talk it back to you. I'll listen out. KB1N.
All right, very good, Jerry. KB1N, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, good to have you on board. 73 Semper Paratus to you. Appreciate you being here. Have a great rest of your weekend. November 4, Radio Bravo Lima.
N4 RBL back to you, Dick, and Annette. The wife, the XYL, had replacement knee surgery last Monday, so I can't stay long. I do relay to the station in Eastern Carolina. I was, he was coming in here a 5 and 9, as they say in the chicken band, that bodacious audio. So I don't know if he can hear me or not, but he was really blasting in here, as you do, Dick, every Saturday morning there. I always say, it's like we have a pipeline, you and I. Good deal on that as far as that's concerned. Temperature here is about 68-70. Bright sunshine and promises to be a very nice day. So I have to get back to my chief cook and bottle washing activities with the XYL. Got to take care of her. She takes care of me, so I gotta do my part back there. Go ahead.
You bet. Surgery go well, and on the road to recovery, I guess. Over.
Yeah, she has shown signs of walking on that left leg of hers already. So, it's the hard part is getting up with the alarm clock at 3-4 o'clock in the morning and give her pills and so on. So that and cooking. I'm more of an eater than a cooker. So, that being said, I making meals is kind of out of my realm of what I'm comfortable doing there. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's why I open up a lot of cardboard boxes and pop a lot of stuff into the microwave. Good luck with that, Joe. All right. Well, my regards to her and to you, and hope recovery is swift, and she'll be back to doing the Texas two-step and no nothing flat. N4RBL, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, Big 73, Semper Paratus to you, and thanks a lot for being there.
Okay, 73, Dick. The XYL is a former Coast Guard as well. 73, N4RBL clear.
November, Mexico 3, Germany.
W5 CGC in the group. November, Mike 3, Golf.
Well, good morning, Dick. Beautiful day here in North Carolina. We're in some cooler weather. Going to have some rain sometime next week. But had some tree work done, and my poor dipole has been encumbered by a rapidly growing white oak. So that white oak got a haircut at the same time, a dead one, and a seriously leaning tulip poplar that removed from the population, let's just say. So. Been just kind of getting some outside stuff done while the weather is been pretty nice. I mean, it's really hard calling a contractor and having them do work, but my chainsaw privileges have been so I no longer have a chainsaw, but it's good because I didn't want the liability of dropping trees into our house or the neighbor's house. So all is well. Let's see, not a whole lot else going on. Dennis says I'm a very light copy up in Pennsylvania, but at any rate, I heard that the captain's doing well, and I hope your vultures got lost, over.
I don't know where they are, but I don't really care. They aren't here right now. I haven't seen them this week. Like I think I mentioned last week, they just kind of made a cameo appearance. They came and landed on the back porch and wandered around just for a few minutes, and bloop, off they went. So that's really great. But we've got the all the shrubs and everything have been trimmed this week and ready to put the netting down to keep them from nesting in the front. So we're all set for that. The captain is doing fine. You probably heard me talking about him barking at everything that moves and some things that don't. He's really exercising his schnauzer genes. These days he's much more of a barker than the admiral ever was, but he definitely is a good doorbell. I don't have to worry about wondering if Amazon has left a package or UPS or anybody else. If anybody gets close to that front door, he's all over it. Over.
Well, and some people have Ring doorbells.
You have the Thing doorbell. I mean, the Captain doorbell.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's his job.
Get off my lawn.
He's an old cranky man in a young dog suit.
Yeah. Yeah, I sit and watch all the traffic up and down the road. And when we were having free service done, they're building a house next door, and they're doing a lot of work. They had like six subs out there. The tree crew brought three trucks with them. And it was interesting how slow traffic had to go up and down the street, dodging vehicles on both sides of the road. It was quite the treat. So, but it'll be back to normal here soon enough. Anyway, you take care. Great signal, and great job as always, Dick. Really appreciate all that you do. It's the 73 Semper Paratus, W5 CGC November Mike 3 Golf.
All right, sir. Richard, thank you very much. NM3G, W5, Charlie Golf. Charlie, I don't know whether, I think I mentioned my frustration last week as well. I got to keep everybody updated here on the goings on around here. My irrigation pump, I lost it. It quit. It was out. The guy that was promised to come back and do something about it ended up, I don't know, he ended up in the hospital. Had a snake bite. I don't know what kind of snake it was. I don't want to know what kind of snake it was, as long as it wasn't in my yard, and it was not. And he ended up in the hospital, and I haven't heard from him since. The good news is I've found somebody else. He came over and opened up the power connections to the pump and discovered that one of the leads had burned itself off. Apparently the vibrations of the pump had over time caused it to become loose and arc and spark and burned up a wing nut and burned the wire in half, and that's why it wasn't running. This guy, you know, he was back there all of 5 minutes and charged me. Well, I won't go into that. But the pump is running again, by golly, and it was worth it. So, yeah, we're back watering the grass seed that I spent a fortune to have put down and couldn't water before the geese ate it. That's another story. 73 Semper Paratus all around. Oh, there goes the dog. NM3G, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. You never know what's going to happen around here. Whiskey Delta 3 November. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Whiskey Delta 3 November.
Yeah, I know all about the dog security system. We got a few dogs here at the house we're watching, so yeah, they bark at everything, even me. So yeah, I even know when I'm coming here.
Yes. Well, fortunately, I don't get barked at unless only time I get barked at is if I've just put him in his crate and I'm on my way out the door and he doesn't like that very much. He doesn't do it all the time, but occasionally will let me know I'm leaving, and I tell him how much I appreciate it. Over.
Roger, roger. You are 5 and 9 into 40s, Pennsylvania. We have 73 degrees today. Oh, no, it's 73 degrees. It's a little warmer in the house. I don't know why. But it looks like a beautiful day. I've been out in the woods gathering firewood of trees that had fallen down and clearing the paths. So I've been busy. And I don't know why I'm sore, but I am.
I could tell you, but I wouldn't want to I wouldn't want to upset you.
I appreciate that. Yeah, and I appreciate you doing this net all the time. This is just great. I want to wish everybody on the net a great weekend, a great week. God bless America. God bless us all. Over.
All right, Mr. Dennis, thank you. Whiskey Delta 3, November. Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, 7-3s and Semper Paratus to you. Kilowatt Tango 4, Whiskey Alpha.
Hello, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie from Kilo Tango 4, Whiskey Alpha. Have a good morning, there, Dick. Good morning, everybody. Greetings from Ocala, Florida. It's a cool morning. We have 79 degrees. That's 79 degrees. A very cool morning. October, if I may say so. And good to hear you sounding great, USA 5. You're 5 and 9 also into Ocala. Good to be back on the net. Back to you, Dick.
Yeah, very good, Izzy. Good to have you back. Good to get you back in the logbook. Glad all is well over there in Ocala. And sounds like you guys are starting to get into your fall weather pattern. Won't be long if they aren't already showing up. All those snowbirds will be coming down to see you. Over.
Roger, roger. That's instead of the leaves changing colors, here the license plates change colors. You start seeing all the different colors and license plates of a snowbird coming down. But we enjoy it. We have friends that come down and we have a great time. And I've been busy with the Silver Springs Radio Club. You can check us out on Facebook. Sergio, KT4FFW, he was the one who sent the last CW transmission at NMN. And myself, we conduct CW classes. We've got what we call grasshoppers. If you recall the old Kansu TV series, the grasshoppers. So we have about 5 or 6 of them, and they're making progress. We're teaching them CW, trying to maintain the old CW back in ham radio. So we have a blast down here.
Yeah, roger that. Well, I tried to get a hold of those, the fellow that sent the last CW message at NMN. That was a reason why I wanted to get in touch with him, was for not just for the Zut net, but for this net as well. I guess it was maybe Coast Guard, maybe it was anniversary day of the last CW transmission. I don't remember. It was a couple years ago, and I sent an email to his what was supposed to be his email address and never got a reply from him. So if you talk to him, get him up here on the net. I don't know. He's been here before, but it's been a long time ago. Over.
Roger, roger. Well, I think that time you were looking for him, he was down in the island. He was back visiting family down in Puerto Rico, and that's why we had a hard time finding him. But he's back, he's pretty busy. Saturdays, he dedicates his Saturday morning to the church group. They have food kitchen and food pantry, and they spend Saturday mornings just helping out the church and the community. So it's kind of difficult for him to come on the net at times, but I usually touch bases with him and see if he's available to get on the air. But he's kind of tough to get in touch with.
Yeah, roger, roger. Well, very good, sir. Well, good to have you on board today, and thank you very much for participating in the CW net. You know, the numbers have been down on the CW net quite dramatically here. You know, we were running 18, 19, 20 people on Thursdays checking in on the CW net, and the last few weeks it's been like down somewhere less than 10. It's pretty incredible, the dramatic fall off. But hopefully, as winter's coming along, some additional folks will be able to get up on Thursdays. So we'll look for you there. If not here, 73 Semper Paratus to you, and have a great rest of your weekend. KT4WA, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie in the U.S. Coast Guard. Amateur radio net, 73 Semper Paratus.
736
N3 OUE.
Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey, India, Foxtrot.
November 3, Oscar Uniform Echo, N3 OUE. Go ahead, John. Well, I know darn good and well I heard his call sign in there. Anybody else copy N3 OUE?
Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey, India, Foxtrot.
Kilo Delta 9 station, you wishing to join the Coast Guard net, over?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, I'll put you on the bottom of the list. What's the rest of your call?
Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey, India, Foxtrot.
Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey, India, Foxtrot. You're on the list, sir. Stand by. All right, one final call, N3OUE. Interesting situation. I've had a couple of no-shows after a call-up today. K9LNX.
Well, I'm here. W5CGC from K9LNX. And, yeah, glad to hear you made your dentist appointment. You got to keep all those doctors and car payments. I can't do it alone. But, having a good day up here. Temperature right now showing at 75 degrees. And, had to put on the headset this morning because my charger for the hearing aid didn't work. So I'm sort of roughing it. Go ahead.
That's pretty bad. That's pretty bad. You know, it's like me. I've got a pair of earbuds that are, I wonder what happened to those things. Now that I'm looking, they're not, usually they're tucked right there underneath the radio. Egads. If I have some sort of hearing aid failure, that's my usual fallback is to use the earbuds that I have. But I understand completely, Gary. What else is going on up there?
That it's pretty quiet. The temperature here right now is 75 degrees, and they're calling for a temperature in the mid-80s, which is a little bit warm for this time of year. And no rain. It's been drier than a popcorn cart. Go ahead.
Well, I understand, but I was really sweating it back here. I had, you know, lots of winter rye grass seed put down. I no sooner got it down and started watering it, it started coming up a little bit and my pump failed, but thank goodness I got the pump repaired, and it was a cheap repair, and I didn't have to replace the whole darn thing. I've done that before, and believe you me, I was sweating bullets, over.
Oh, I'll bet. It sounds like you lucked out on that one. But, no, it's been very nice up here. Really, it's not seasonable. So, sort of worried a little bit because I know one day it's going to change and it's all going to break loose.
Indeed, indeed. Yeah, the cost of a new pump, you could buy a nice, fancy super-duper automatic amplifier for what you have to pay for one of those pumps. I really didn't want to do that, so I was real happy when it ran. That wire nut was burned right in half. I mean, it was there was no question that something caused it to go, and I was just sweating bullets that when he wired it all back up, that it wasn't a short inside the pump motor that would cause it to go poof. But thankfully, it wasn't. So we're all happy there. Well, you enjoy your weekend up there, Mr. Gary, and all of those grandkids, and a great big nice signal today. And let's see, you told me last week when you were leaving, you still got a couple of weeks left?
I've got about a week left here right now. We're going to take off, go down and see the grandchildren in Atlanta, and then we're going to come north to North Carolina, see an old friend in Wendell, North Carolina. And then Janet wants to go on north, so we're going up to New Jersey and up to Groton, Connecticut, and see the grandson up there. His submarine's in for service, so he's going to be available, I think. Go ahead.
Holy cow, you're going to be traveling all over the place. You're going to get frequent flyer miles on the ground, over.
Yeah, probably. I hope the good old Kia van hangs in there.
You may need a new set of tires by the time you're done.
Well, I got a new set on it, so we'll see what happens.
I'm telling you. Well, safe travels, and I don't know when the next time is we'll get a chance to talk with you, but whenever that is, we'll look forward to it. Over.
Okay. It's a pleasure working the net. Believe me, it gives me something to do on Saturday morning. I got to go in next week and get the stitches taken out of the left hand, so then maybe I'll have a little more dexterity. Go ahead.
You'll be back operating CW, nothing flat.
Probably. I was listening on 10-meter CW the other day, and Europe was coming through.
All right, sir. Well, good luck with healing up and recovery after the surgery, and good luck on your trip. And, you know, send us a postcard or something. Let us know how you're doing.
Okay, might do that. We'll see what happens. A lot depends on how fast I got to travel.
All right. K9LNX, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, 73 Semper Paratus, and we'll see you on the other side of whatever it is over there. Over.
Okay, we can do that. Maybe I'll send your grandchild or so just to keep you something to do.
No, thanks. That's okay. I have plenty. I have plenty. Take care. We'll see you when you get back or get somewhere wherever you can set up a radio, which I hope you'll be able to do when you get to Florida. All right, let's see. Whiskey Bravo 4, Charlie Mary Peter.
W5CGC, Whiskey Baker 4, Charlie Mary Peter. It's a bright sunny day in my part of Central Florida so far. Temperature here is 86 degrees and climbing. Don't have a lot to pass on. My radio tower is still pointing skyward, and it looks like I'm not going to have to worry about hurricanes this year if my luck holds. Back to you.
Yeah, maybe the concrete will get a chance to dry in the base this time around. You got a lot bigger signal than last week, man. I tell you, Florida was just not coming in at all. Nobody down there had a very decent signal. So it's glad to hear you today, Ray, and glad you're doing okay. Always good to check in with you on a Saturday. Over.
Okay. I guess last week part of the problem was my beam is between 12 and 14 foot off the ground here. I brought the hazer down because I thought we might have some hurricane action, but so far our luck's holding here. Back to you.
All right, sir. Well, that's good. We'll keep our fingers crossed that we don't get any of that action the rest of the season here. We'll say 7-3 Semper Paratus. You have a great weekend, and we'll definitely be looking for you again next week. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie in the Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. Once again, we'll say very happy birthday to all our Navy brothers and sisters for their anniversary this weekend, and we'll try to see if we've got Whiskey Foxtrot 6 Oscar.
Well, good morning, Sunshine, W5CGC, WF60. Well, some interesting developments down here. Three nights ago, spent some time in the emergency room. Got a neck strain and a right shoulder strain, which is still killing me. They shot me up with some morphine to kill the pain. And the emergency room doctor said, did you know you have arthritis in your right shoulder? And I said, no. And she said, well, now you know. So I'm not able to do a whole lot out here right now. I'm supposed to be in Sacramento watching the for our pitch hit and run kids competition, but didn't feel like going down there, so I passed on that. And now I'm getting some computer stuff done, redoing repeater lists and all that kind of stuff. No manual labor at the moment. W5CGC, WF60.
Well, that sounds like a revolting development. Geez whiz. Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Mr. Rick. Hope you get that, find some relief some way. I know arthritis isn't repairable. I don't think you probably want to have any kind of a shoulder surgery if you can help it, over.
Yeah, that's true. And I really enjoy listening to CW, though my Parkinson's now is getting to the point where I can't work a hand key or a bug very easily. So I'm starting to look for a CW keyboard.
All right. Well, there is such a thing. They do make such a thing. So good luck with that. I know you didn't plan to end up in the emergency room last week. You had a visitation from a fellow you were trying to talk into being a ham operator. How'd that go?
Yeah, I gave him a copy of the technician license course book, and he's studying that. He's going to take his test at the club meeting next Saturday, so hopefully we can get him on the air.
Well, that would be really great. That would be great if that were to happen. All right. I hope you have a little less a stressful week this week, and good luck on getting all the paperwork and everything done. It's been relatively slow here because I don't know if our website has something to do with it or not, but the forms aren't working on the Coast Guard Amateur Radio Club website, w5cgc.org, and countless hours, literally hours, on the phone with a customer service for the web hosting company who's based in India now. And so I haven't been able to get anywhere with those folks. They thought they had a fix for it, I guess, sometime last week, and all of a sudden now the fix isn't working either. So I don't know if we'll ever get it fixed. We may have to find somebody new to host a website, and I'm not looking forward to that because that always means you got to rebuild a bunch of things. So, yay! But we'll see what happens. Over.
Okay, that's about all I got. W5CGC WF6073.
All right, sir. Take care. 7-3, Semper Paratus to you. And all the way back around the other way. Alpha Bravo 4 Sugar Foxtrot AB4SF. Here is Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie.
Okay, Dick. Good morning. W5CGC AB4SF. Good morning to everybody who can hear me. Florida's coming in here pretty well, and Rick was sounding good. I'm glad that I was able to respond on the call, even though you had some who didn't. Band conditions are crazy. I don't know what's going on. But anyhow, 73 degrees and warming. It was about 53 this morning when I got up. Clear sky, relatively low humidity. Looks like it's going to be a good day. Over.
Well, I tell you what, it sounds to me like you're almost getting fall weather there now.
It's getting close. I took the hummingbird feeders down. Don't expect to see them until 1st of May. So, yep. I have a few leaves to rake, but not many of them.
Yeah, roger, roger. Well, very good, sir. We got a few leaves, too. In fact, I've had my lawn service department out here now that I've got the ability to water the grass again. They came out and been cleaning up the beds around the house, trimming shrubs and that sort of thing. I think there's still one fellow that's here pulling up weeds right now. He's got a really nice job, I guess, for the front area has all been taken over by grass. I can grow grass where I don't want it, but I can't grow it in the yard where I want it to be. Over.
I understand that one fully. I have a gravel driveway. That's where the best grass in my whole property is. Over.
Yeah, I grow a lot of grass in the driveway too. Oh, geez, but not in the middle of the front yard. That spot's got to be bare, and nobody walks on it except the geese. You wouldn't believe the number of geese that were out here when after the grass seed got put down. And I was chasing them away with the sprinklers until I couldn't run the sprinklers anymore. And then they just had a feast out there. So there's no wonder I'm not seeing any new grass out there in that spot.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they had a buffet. I love it. All right, Dick, I don't have anything further. I know you've got more people on the check-in list, so let me let you continue on with that. And 73 Semper Paratus to you. I'll see what next weekend brings. I may or may not be here. Our club is doing some communication for a bicycle ride the next day, but I think a couple of us are going to be involved in the setup. And one of the churches over here is doing a fundraiser Oktoberfest. And even though because of the arthritis meds, I'm not supposed to drink beer, don't tell my doctor. W5CGC, AB4SF, 73, Semper Paratus.
I don't worry, I won't tell them. I won't tell them. Alpha Bravo 4 Sugar Fox. W5 Charlie Golf Charlie 73 Semper Paratus to you. Good to have you on the net this week. I got about five more here. November Bravo 8 Romeo.
Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie. This is November Bravo 8 Romeo. Greetings to you, Dick, from West Virginia, where it's about 71 degrees going up to 80. And I am joined in the radio shack today by my XYL W8BIX. And Ensign Matilda, the Blue Healer, over.
Ah, well, hello there Ensign Matilda. Did you say Ensign Matilda? Bob, was your dog, is your dog named Ensign Matilda?
Her name's Matilda. She's an ensign, and will be for the foreseeable future until she
Roger, Roger. Well, welcome to both, and good to have the crowd there listening today. I've got a little bit of noise on the signal. I hope you're hearing me okay. Your signal is fairly strong, but every once in a while we get some side channel stuff. So, anything happening down in your neighborhood for the weekend? Over.
Well, not much. I mean, fall is definitely coming in. The leaves are falling. Some of the yard work is dropping off. I've got another piece of property here in the community. I'm gonna move the trailer on and probably eventually build a small cabin. So. The guy who's going to do some of that contracting for me will be by later, and we can talk about it, over.
Roger, Roger. Well, good luck with that. Sounds like a nice little project for you, especially before the weather gets to be in wintertime over there. I really appreciate you stopping by to say howdy. Anything else happening over there, over?
Just not very much. It's just the fall set in, and it is so nice to once again have a cool night and warm day, not the crazy heat and humidity that we suffered all summer. We sure could use some rain, though. We got some about a week ago, not very much, and not much in the forecast. It is very, very dry right now, over.
Very much so. Understood. Understood. All right, Rob. Well, good to have you on board, and nice signal all the way through today. Hello to the Mrs. and the XYL there, and Ensign Matilda as well. We'll say 73s. Oh, yeah, Captain Pepper says Wolf. Sends his regards as well. So 73s and Semper Paratus.
Yeah, 73 to you, Dick, and Semper Paratus. Catch you next week, W5CGC from NB8R.
Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Zulu Sierra.
CWA4MZS. And not much going on here. We've been kind of concentrating on getting the cross stitch work going. Still got about maybe a year and a half before I'll finish it. But, well, I've been having to run the heat at night. Low 60s. At nighttime, and it's very pleasant. I'm glad to see this kind of weather show up, but gosh, Yeah, I was listening to KB1 November, and he's located just south of where I grew up, and there in North Carolina. But anyhow, cross stitch has been slowly advancing, and been doing a little bit of reading, and that's about it.
All right. Well, I'm going to be going to the big Texas State Fair on Wednesday, and we'll be going through the pavilion where they have all the handicrafts, and I'll be looking for cross stitch to see if I can see anything that looks comparable to what you're working on. I know they do a lot of quilts. There are a lot of quilts that are hung up along the upper parts of the walls there, and there is some cross stitch in there, so we'll be looking for it. You take care, Mr. Ed, and we'll definitely look for you next week. Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Zulu, Sierra, 7-3s and Semper Paratus.
7-3, Semper Paratus.
Whiskey 1, Oscar India, Sierra.
Good morning, Dick. Whiskey 5, CGC. This is Whiskey 1, Oscar India, Sierra. And Central New Hampshire, we're experiencing our second summer.
Yeah, very good, Bill. W1OIS, W5, Charlie Golf. Charlie, good to hear you today. Sounds a little warm up that way still. Are the trees starting to turn colors?
The trees are starting to turn color. They start slowly and starting out with the marsh maples. But now they're spreading all over the place. We've got reds and yellows, and they're pepping them. My wife and I will probably take a drive this afternoon to take a peek at what's going on and where it's starting to peak.
Roger, Roger. Very good, sir. Well, we'll say hello to your bro when he checks in. I think he's going to check in this week from out in Hawaii. And maybe before too long, we'll actually be able to get the two of you hooked up, because your signal is very good, very consistent of late. So we'll say 7-3 Semper Paratus to you. Hope you're having a good weekend, and enjoy the almost fall weather up there. Over.
Thanks a lot. We say it's almost summer weather, but that's not over.
I understand completely. I understand. Have a good one, sir. 7-3 Semper Paratus. Kilo 4, Zulu Victor Echo.
Kilo Delta 9, Radio Delta
Jeff, very good. KK4ZVE, W5 Charlie Golf. Charlie, very good. Three of them, huh? Man, I tell you what, I guess it depends on what kind of dogs they are, but, you know, the Schnauzer is not quite a little yippy sound, but kind of like in the middle, but he screams sometimes when he barks. So it makes the back of the hair on the back of your neck stand up occasionally. Well, I hope you're having a good weekend out there in Chesapeake, and I guess there's a lot going on along the Virginia coast up in your area for the Navy birthday celebration. Over.
Okay.
from the TV show. Golden Doodle, that's the same size as the collie, and then a pit bull. So I have quite an array of different critters here.
All right, very good, Jeff. Well, you have a good weekend there. We'll say 7-3, Semper Paratus to you. Take care of the pooches, and we'll look for you again next week. Kilowatt, Kilowatt 4, Zulu, Victor, Echo from Whiskey 5. Charlie Golf, Charlie, Dallas, Fort Worth, 7-3, Semper Paratus. All right, sir. Take care. Kilowatt Delta 9, Whiskey India Foxtrot. Kilowatt Delta 9, Whiskey India Foxtrot. How about November 3, Oscar Uniform Echo?
Yeah, Dick. How you doing? There's them three on your way. Good to get in here. I've been out the last couple of weeks, but I got a copy on you today for a change. Back to you.
Yeah, I called earlier and must have been in a band fade or something. But yeah, we've missed you. You've been behaving yourself while you haven't been on the net.
Yeah, all kind of stuff going on. Just you know, it's a typical busy time out of town, this and that. You know, but everything's going pretty well. We got a beautiful day here, 74 degrees right now. It's a little bit of lack of rain. Looks like it's warmer up north than it is down here. So they're getting 80 and 90 degrees up north, and we're in the 60s and 70s down here. So who knows?
Well, maybe the Earth did a flip and nobody told us. anyway. Well, good to have you on board, and I'm sorry we missed you a little bit earlier, and we have missed you for the last couple of weeks. So I'm glad to get you back in the logbook and on the payroll. You have a great weekend up there. We'll say 7-3s and Semper Paratus to you, and thanks for sticking around.
Okay, yeah, thanks for running the net. I always enjoy listening to you guys. We'll catch you next week. Everything goes right. 7-3, Semper Paratus. This is M3OU.
All righty, let's try Alpha Delta 6 Bravo Sugar. Alpha Delta 6 Bravo Sugar. How about Whiskey 6 Radio Mike Charlie, W6RMC? All right, nothing heard. It is time for me to QSY to 14300. 14300. I know we have some other Coast Guard Net members on board the frequency here wishing to check in. So we'll see you up on 14300. We'll try for active duty Coast Guard first. Then we'll try for Mr. Nick, and we'll see what happens this week in Coast Guard history. And then we'll be there for you. So be there. Come on up. 14300 or down, I guess. 14300 for the remainder of the Coast Guard net for Saturday, October the 4th. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, now QSY.
Change in color. We're just getting leaves falling off of things and piling up in the yard there. I can go out and blow them around with the tractor. Okay, N2TLL, you're my last check-in here, I'm pretty sure. And, Guy, you have a great day over there in Highland, New York, and I'll listen for you down the log next week. Over.
Received on that. Okay, well, thanks for letting me check in, and again, you're doing a good job along with the other crew that keeps the intercom net going. Have a good day. This will be November 2. Tango Lima Lima in Eastern New York will be clear after your final.
Hey, thanks a lot, Guy, and also the booming signal there from New York there, doing about an S5 plus, and the audio is superb. Thanks, Guy. N2TLL, I'm clear with Guy. This is the Intercontinental Amateur Radio Traffic Net, and we're rolling up to 11:59 here. I've got W5 Charlie Golf Charlie out in the wings there, I'm sure. I don't see him up on 320 there, so Dick. You're about ready to take the reins here, and you're going to have a good day with propagation. Over.
All righty. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. I love it when we have good propagation, which has not been too frequent late.
Roger that. I got you at an S7 plus up here. That's about the only thing I got to pass there. Like I say, we've been pinging all over the United States here, and the signals in general have been very strong. So have good luck with that, and I'll catch you down the log next week, sir. Kilo Delta 8 Delta Whiskey Oscar, 73, everyone.
And 73, this is Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie, W5CGC, and for the next 60 minutes, we'll be conducting the weekly edition of the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. The U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net is on the air to provide a meeting place for those who've served in the U.S. Coast Guard Reserve, and the Coast Guard Auxiliary. Is a directed recreational net, not affiliated with U.S. Department of Homeland Security. My name is Dick, Delta India Charlie Kilo. We're located in the city of South Lake, Texas, part of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. It is about 78 degrees outside. We've got clear skies, no wind, and high temperature today should be around 88 to 90 degrees. Still summer-like temperatures here in the great Northern Plains of Texas. We are streaming on the internet via the TuneIn Tango Uniform Echo India November TuneIn app, available at your app store, or Broadcastify. That app is also available at your app store. Choose your poison. They both work fairly well. You can listen to us online if you're out and about. Our website is whiskey5charliegolfcharlie.oscarradiogolf. W5CGC.org. You'll need to send us an email. Let us know you're listening to info, I-N-F-O, at W5CharlieGolfCharlie. I-N-F-O at W5CharlieGolfCharlie. All righty. I wonder if we... we also want to say happy birthday to our brothers and sisters in the United States Navy. It's the anniversary weekend for them. Big goings-on. Off the East Coast with a lot of activities today to celebrate that event. All right, let's see if we have any active duty Coast Guard. Any active duty Coast Guard? This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Any active duty Coast Guard? Active duty Coast Guard from Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Hearing no active duty Coast Guard, let's go up to the Pacific Northwest and see if we can get a hold of our old buddy Mr. Nick, Alpha Lima 7, Delta Delta, AL7DD, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie.
W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, Alpha Lima 7, Delta Delta, some other patch off on the frequency out here anyhow, and good to hear from you, over.
Good to hear from you. I hear some close by chatter, but I don't hear anybody exactly on the frequency. So, anything we can do about that?
No, I know it's real light, and you're riding over it, but kind of aggravating.
Gotcha. Yeah, Roger, Roger. Well, how are you doing up there, and how are things in the Northwest?
Well, we did get some rain. They lifted some of the burn bands, but they said it's still dry underneath. It's just sort of like a wetness on top. So getting a little rain showers today, and then that thing is going to move down the coast to Oregon and California.
Roger, Roger. Well, we could sure use some rain in here, but I don't think we're going to see any of it. I did get my sprinkler pump fixed, by golly. My irrigation pump is working again. It was turned out to be an electrical problem. One of the wires that connects from the power source to the actual pump itself is secured with a wire nut. Unfortunately, the wire nut came loose, and the wire came loose in the vibrations, and it burned itself in half. All they had to do was clean up the wires and put a new wire nut on it, and by gosh, we were back to water in the bushes. Over.
Well, that's great. Whenever I make a connection with a wire nut, I always wrap some tape around it just to make sure.
Yeah, this has been out there for several years. I guess it took a while for it to vibrate loose, but it finally did. Man, I'm sure glad I didn't have to replace that pump. Replacing that pump would have cost more than a really good automatic amplifier, if you know what I mean.
Well, I guess you could go to Humanity, and see if they got anything in their stores.
Yeah, I could. Oh, well, but now all we got to do is hope that the grass seed, there's enough grass seed left out there that the geese and the ducks haven't eaten to cause some greenery to happen this winter like we did last year. That turned out pretty good. You know, I spent a fortune to get everything all set for the wedding last year at the end of October, and the grass actually came up after the wedding mostly, but it was nice all winter and into the springtime, so we're hoping for that again this week. All right, well, we're going to stand by and let you let us know what's happening this week in Coast Guard history. Over.
All right, W5CGC, Lima 7 Delta Delta 4ID, and not a whole lot that I could find, but some interesting things. And this week, 1926, an airways division headed by a chief engineer was set up as a part of the lighthouse service. Its work covering the examination of airways and emergency landing fields and the erection and maintenance of aids to air navigation. And in 1943, Coast Guard man USS LSC-3203 was stranded in the Southwest Pacific, but there were no casualties. And in 1976, Coast Guard personnel were required to change to the new Bender Blues and no bell-bottom uniforms by this date in 76. And in 2009, U.S. Coast Guard Acquisition Directorate, HH-60 Conversion Project, held a ribbon-cutting ceremony at Coast Guard Air Station Elizabeth City, North Carolina, in honor of the medium-range recovery helicopter achieving initial operation capability. And then, in 2014, the Coast Guard launched several assets in response to a report of a fire on board a natural gas platform in the Cook Inlet. The Coast Guard diverted a Coast Guard HC-130 and an MH-60 Jayhawk helicopter to conduct an overflight of the Baker platform in Cook Inlet, just offshore from KL-7IQQ in Nikiski. The Coast Guard also launched the Coast Guard Cutter Mustang and diverted the Coast Guard Cutter Spar to the location. A 5-mile no-fly safety zone at 5,000 feet and a 2-mile safety zone were established around the platform. All four people aboard the platform were safely evacuated. So that's what happened this week in Coast Guard history. Over.
Well, that is a rather short report. So, but we do have, I guess, the U.S. Navy's birthday this week. We're acknowledging our brothers and sisters in the Navy, and they are definitely out there celebrating. They're having some big celebrations. Over.
Yeah, Roger, Roger. So, very good for that, and we'll be standing by.
All right, this is Whiskey 5, Charlie Goff, Charlie, U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. Let's see if we can gen up a few check-ins here today on 14300. I think we had a few folks left over on 327 earlier this morning that didn't get a chance to check in, so let's do that now. We're looking for Coast Guard veterans, those who've served U.S. Coast Guard.
Whiskey Alpha 3, Mike 2, we at Yankee, WA3MG.
Alpha 3, Whiskey Mike Charlie.
November 4, November Mike Kilo. November 4, November Mike Kilo.
All right, WA3MJY, N4NMK. Who else?
Kilowatt 3, Whiskey Mike Charlie.
There was another one in there.
November
November 3, Quebec, Juliet, India. I have you. I still hear some more.
Kilo Oscar 4, Uniform Hotel Echo.
Kilo Quebec 4, November, Juliet, Sierra.
Okay, Kilo Oscar 4 again. Kilo Oscar 4.
Kilo Oscar 4, Uniform Hotel Echo.
KO for UHX and Kilo Quebec for Whiskey Juliet Sierra, and I think there's still one or two more.
Kilo Quebec for November Juliet Sierra.
Okay, KQ for NJ November Juliet Sierra. I got you, and I think I heard Alpha Delta 6 Bravo Sugar way out there on the West Coast. Any other Coast Guard veterans? There's a kilowatt for something mobile. Nick, any chance you hear him?
No, I got some guy coming over the pole bothering me out here in the west.
Okay, the kilowatt for mobile, try it again, and I'll see if I can get some help from a relay. Go ahead. All right, I'm getting the kilowatt four, and I believe the next letter is Mexico, but I'm not certain. Anybody relay that mobile station to me? Well, the mobile, try it one more time, and then we'll stand by and come back to you. Try it again. I'm just not getting it. Anybody help me out on that? Well, I can't believe that nobody else is hearing you either. But please don't go anywhere. I hope you're mobiling long enough to where you can stick with us. Hopefully it'll come up here in a couple of minutes. Let me get back to the list here. WA3MJY.
Okay, Dick, W5CDC. This is WA3MJY. Rick, I'm in Connellsville this morning. Afternoon, I guess. It's already noon or afternoon. We're a beautiful fall day. It's going to be close to 80 degrees here today. Down the IC-76 100 watts into a homemade two-element beam. I made from hamstick antennas up here on the chimney of the house. And I'm pulling my hair out, working on an old boat anchor transmitter, a Johnson Viking 1. The thing, I completely looks like a brand new transmitter, but all of a sudden I lost my grid drive on 10 meters and I am pulling my hair out trying to figure it out. Anyway, back to you, W5CGC, WA3MJY.
Well, maybe the solution to that problem is don't operate on 10 meters.
It's starting to look that way. The funny thing about it, it has grid drive on 11 meters because it's continuous tune, but not on 10, and I can't find why. But anyway, so I hope everything's okay with you, and it's nice to check in here again, and I'll be listening around. Maybe I can hear Gus if he checks in. W5CGC, WA3MJY.
I kind of expect he will. I don't think he's going to be gone this weekend, so we got him here last week, so hopefully we will this week as well. WA3MJY, good luck. Your homemade mini beam is working great with those ham sticks. There's so many things you could do with those things. I don't know if anybody still makes them or not, but makes a similar product. I know ham stick is long gone, but MFJ was making some for a while, and now they're long gone. So I don't know if there's anybody left. Over.
Yeah, I don't know either anymore. We're losing them like flies. But anyway, yeah, I made it a few years ago. It's up, I put it up on top of the chimney. It's got about a 6 foot boom on it, and I tuned it for around this frequency. It'll handle a couple hundred watts anyway, so hey, that's all I need. I can't do it with that, I'm not going to be able to do it with anything else. So, okay, Dick, well, we'll say 73 Semper Parada to you, and we'll I do have a question, though. With this government shutdown, I hope our boys are getting paid, because I know the last time and they had a government shutdown, and everybody else got paid but our boys in the Coast Guard, so I sure hope that's not the case. W5CGC, WA3MJY, Central Florida.
Well, I'm sorry to tell you, Rick, that no, the active duty Coast Guard is not being paid. Neither are any of the other military branches. Nobody's getting paid until the shutdown is over, and it does when you don't make hardly enough money to buy groceries anyway with a family. It gets kind of slim to none towards the end of the month, the longer this goes on. But no, they are not being paid, and that is really too bad. Over.
Yeah, I hear you, and I really wish that those people in Washington, D.C. would get their act together. Because, you know, I don't know about you, but I'm getting pretty sick and tired of hearing about this. You think it's the same stuff they argue about for the last 20 years, and nothing seems to change, and all they care about is themselves. Maybe they shouldn't get paid. Well, anyway, that's enough of this on here. I don't want to talk politics on ham radio because it just gets me aggravated. That's all. W5CGC, WA3MJY.
Roger. WA3MJY, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. 73 Semper Paratus to you. November 4, November Mike Kilo.
Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. This is November 4, November Mike Kilo.
Good morning, Dick. Everyone on the net. A little chilly here this morning. It's 5.1 degrees. It's up to 73 now, but for a nice sunny weekend here. Other than that, health problems are under control, and everything else looks good so far. Over.
Well, the big question is, are you behaving yourself? I mean, I'm glad to hear you're healthy, wealthy, and wise, but are you behaving?
Oh, part of it. My heel caught in the rodeo last week and went down hard and banged up the ankle real good, but no broken bones, but it looks like a little miniature football. So I'm still hobbling around all that, over.
Oh, my. I got to be careful when I'm hobbling around here because every once in a while the captain will decide to be in the same place I am. He's pretty good about trying to stay out of my way. I think somewhere along the line when he was a puppy, I must have stepped on him because he pretty well avoids me whenever I'm moving around. But every once in a while, he'll get a little bit close, and I have to really be careful about that. Anyway, you take care, behave yourself the best you can, and I hope that all those bumps and bruises heal up, and I'm really glad you didn't break anything. N4NMK, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, 73s and Semper Paratus.
Well, Dick, as you get older, you got to stay positive. The other day when I fell, instead of getting upset, I just thought, well, that's the fastest I've moved in years, over.
Yes, indeed. All right, sir. Well, take care. We'll look forward to chatting with you again next week. Have a good week.
73 N4 NMK.
Kilowatt 3, Whiskey Mike Charlie.
Yes, good morning, Dick. I guess it's still morning where you are. We got 72 degrees here in East Tennessee, climbing all the way up to 80 degrees with light winds. And not a lot going on here, just listening to the net this morning, and right now I'm watching the Air Force Navy game. There's a local fall festival going on at one of the parks. I might go over there later, but aside from that, that's pretty much it. This is Kilo 3 Whiskey Mike Charlie. Back to you, Dick.
Yeah, Roger. Well, very good, Bill. Well, I imagine it's pretty interesting to watch Army Air Force, Navy Air Force playing a little football. A lot of interesting games going on. There wasn't any big ones on last night, but I did watch, just happened to tune around and found Western Kentucky and Delaware playing, and they were scrapping back and forth pretty good, and it came down to the last second on that one, so got a chance to at least have a little entertainment watching a little football last night. Over.
Yeah, copy that. Right now it's Navy 3, Air Force nothing, and probably try and catch the Alabama-Vanderbilt game later on. But that's about all that's going on, and glad to hear you okay. You're sounding good. You're really booming in on 327 this morning when you started, so a little bit less now, but K3WMC, back to you.
All right, sir. Well, you take care. We'll look for you again next week. Kilowatt 3, Whiskey Mike Charlie, W5, Charlie Golf Charlie, 7-3s, and Semper Paratus to you. Let's see here. November 3, Quebec Juliet Indy.
Delaware. Yeah, I've been a member of in the Pacific here for quite a long time, since about 94, 95. I retired after 30 years, 5 days after duty. Warrant to lieutenant commander, so Illinois. Yeah, Dick, I talked to you several times before on other frequencies, but I decided I'd get back into the game as I'm getting a little older. So other than that, you know, I've been doing the books for quite a long time, and I've watched a lot of our fellow coaches go silent. And that makes me sad because I served with quite a few of them. Even though I was a bosun mate, sworn bosun, and not a signalman or a radioman or a quartermaster, but nevertheless, it's beautiful weather here on the coast of Delaware. I'm about a quarter mile from the ocean, so in the northeast blow, I can feel the thundering rolls come in.
Very good, Wayne. November 3, Quebec, Juliet, India. Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf, Charlie. Good to have you back on board with us. Yeah, it's been a little while for sure. And as far as the bosun mate thing, hey, we've got a lot of bosun's mates here on the net, as a matter of fact. So no problem there whatsoever. Not everybody here is a radioman. The CWNet, on the other hand, which is run on Thursdays, Coast Guard CW Operators Association, that pretty much is old Coastie radioman. That's one of the requirements to be a member of that group is to have actually served a CW watch in the Coast Guard. So a little bit different, but here we got a lot of bosun's mates, and it's always a pleasure to talk to our old bosun mate chiefs and warrant officers and get them on board here. Glad you're having a good day out there in Delaware, and don't be a stranger. Glad you're back on the air with us. Over.
Being a member of the second of month club, you know it affects us all. Good news out of Pax River Navy Air Station. They're about 100 miles east of me. Maybe a little less the way the clothes lies. I backed out of the Chief Petty Officers Association of Pax River. We have a Coast Guard search and rescue station at St. Indigo. It's right at the mouth of the Potomac River and Chesapeake Bay. They have already done a food drive and collected right around $15,000 worth of canned goods and stability, staple items to Coast Guard families attached to that unit. So, Robert Green, the Chief Petty Officer Association, out of Pax River, Delaware Station in Maryland. All right, I'll send it back to Net Control. Thanks, Dick. November 3, Quebec, Juliet, India. Clear.
That's great, Wayne. Thank you very much for that information about collecting food and funds for Coast Guard families during this this time to help them make it through to when they can get a paycheck again. So 7-3, Semper Paratus to you, and hope to see you back here often. N3QJI, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Hotel X-Ray. Well, it's Uniform Hotel X-Ray. I'm just, my bad handwriting.
Roger, Roger. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Uniform Hotel X-Ray. Did you call me, Dick?
I did. Kilowatt Oscar 4, Uniform Hotel X-Ray. I got you there, Neil. How are you?
Pretty good. In fact, I've put my eye on that weather radar this week. Remember last week I got off the air pretty quick, huh?
I missed that. Say again.
Say it again. I'm doing well this week. I'm keeping my eye on the weather radar because that storm popped up on me last week and I had to bail out quick.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, I'm glad. Obviously, it didn't cause any damage, which is good. You're back here with us. Any weather in the area this week? Over.
No, it's crystal clear, but I'm going to keep my eye on it anyway, because last week it just popped up a bogey or something like that, just popped it up on there. So it was quick, and thank goodness no damage. Over.
Very good. Well, that's always great. This weekend, does it begin? Is it beginning to feel like fall?
Indeed, it is. And you can hear my Yankee voice very happy. I'm glad to have it come back.
Roger. Well, very good, sir. Well, Neil, it's good to have you on board. And nice signal today here in Dallas-Fort Worth. We'll say 7-3, Semper Paratus to you. Have a great weekend, and watch out for those storms. Take care.
Roger, just one second. You were saying now when the Friars fall, and are they actually organizing to raise the funds for the associates so they don't get paid like last time?
Yeah, there. He said it was the, I believe it was Petty Officers Club. It was down on the coast there. They are... definitely doing that. They're collecting any kind of non-perishable foods and funds to help Coast Guard families get through this shutdown. Over.
Roger. Yeah, last time I was able to get a hookup with either Charleston or Savannah, so I'll do that and see what's going on there. Thank you very much for running the net. Look forward to talking to you next week. So I'll say goodbye. W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, PLRS 4 Uniform Hotel X-ray, Semper Paratus, and 7-3.
All right, 7-3, Semper Paratus to you. Kilo, Quebec 4, November, Juliet Sierra. Kilo, Quebec 4, November, Juliet Sierra. Okay, guess Paul didn't stick around, but I've got him in the logbook. Let me turn the antenna out to the West Coast to pick up the next one, which is Kilowatt, or Alpha Delta 6 Bravo Sugar. Alpha Delta 6 Bravo Sugar, KJ4UGE, and N4RBL. I'll be back to you shortly, so stand by. Alpha Delta 6 Bravo Sugar, go ahead. AD6BS, W5, Charlie Golf Charlie. I picked up some side channel splatter at the worst possible time. I did not copy the information about W6RMC. You want to repeat that? Over. So he broke something. He has a broke. I think I heard you say compound fracture. Over. Wow, gee. He's had a run of bad luck of late. So we'll wish him the best. Thank you for reporting that, and good to have you on board today. Not too strong. Got a little bit of interference here. There are a couple QSO parties going on, and when those happen, especially out on the West Coast, it gets real crowded real quick here on 14300 for some reason. So we'll say 7-3, Semper Paratus to you, and thank you very much for being there. Over. All right, sir. Thank you very much. Now, there was a Kilo 4 station that was mobile, a K4 that was mobile trying to call in earlier, and I just couldn't pick your call sign up. You want to try it again? I'm still not able to get him. Anybody help me out with that mobile station? I'm not, just not hearing him. Let's see, November 4, Radio Bravo Lima, you there? All right, maybe your audio was very heavy, but was good. Only thing I had was it was so strong that my noise blanker was causing a little distortion, but it's good and solid. I didn't hear anything really bad with it. So I think it's okay. Next time we chat, we can do it without the noise blanker, and that'll help. KJ4UGE.
Yeah, Roger, Dick. Kilo Juliet 4, Uniform Golf Echo here in Somerville. I'll copy, over.
Not a problem. How are things down in your neighborhood?
Well, right here now at the QTH, it's, let me see what I wrote down here, 78 degrees and cloudy. The high is going to be about 80. And the wind's out of the east-northeast at 10 to 19 miles an hour. Got a solid copy on you here, Dick. You're 5'9 plus, and geez, I'm really impressed. I don't hardly see any SWR on this new 7300. It's always less than one. It's just coming off the edge of the display here. Not much to see. So anyway, have a pretty good week, and things are going along pretty good. All the grass for the weekend, so we're just relaxed. We're going to take it easy. Have a nice weekend here, and Captain Helen is, growing the cabbage and planting stuff in the garden, over.
Roger, roger. Well, very good, sir. Well, it's good to have you on board with us. Man, I tell you, there's a Kilo 4 mobile station out there somewhere. I can tell he's there, but I can't pull enough to get his call sign. You didn't hear anything?
No, I was listening. I got the swell sign at about 10 o'clock and the volume up around 12 o'clock. Yeah, I've been listening, but I haven't been able to hear that K4 station either, over.
Okay, let me try it one more time. The K4 that's mobile, I don't know where you're at, but I'm unless you're, if you're not in four land, say give me your QTH, over. Again? Try that again. I heard somebody. Just not there. I'm telling you, I'm just trying so hard, but there's nothing happening. All right, KJ4UGE, thanks again. Say hello to Captain Helen, 73 Semper Paratus. All right, let's go Alpha Lima 7, Delta Delta, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie.
W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, Alpha Lima 7, Delta Delta.
That's so frustrating. I can tell there's somebody there that's mobile, and I cannot get enough to get a call sign. It's so frustrating, and you'd think that there would be somebody else out there that could hear him, but that hadn't happened this time. So I'm going to turn it over to you, and in my frustration, and just sit here and stew for a minute and let you try to get Alaska, Hawaii, and points west. Over.
Well, I got the guy coming over the pole. I think it's Italy Zulu 2 or something. Must be a European contest. So anyway, we'll bring the quad to bear on the great state of Alaska, looking for our Alaskan members. Our Alaskan members on the sea. They all
KL7IWC. KL0, Quebec Zulu. KL7 India Sierra. KL2 Pop the Mike. Any of our last two.
Standby.
KL7IWC, KL0, Quebec Zulu, KL7 India Sierra, KL2, Pop the Mike.
I think KL7IWC is in there. I heard him. Maybe he's not copying you. Over.
Well, give him a call. I'm not hearing him. He just sees guys over the pole.
KL7IWC, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. You're in and out a little bit, Larry, but I think we can make it. Over. Well, KL7IWC, you there, Larry? Well, now I don't hear him, Nick.
Yeah, I'm not hearing anybody out of Alaska. I had all those guys I should have called. I should have heard Peter or anybody, but nothing.
Well, W86ANH is in there.
Well, we'll bring the quad around to bring the quad down to his direction and see if we can get a hold of Carl.
W86ANH,
Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta.
Lima 7 Delta Delta, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, W86ANH, in the mobile station, Rick, Dick was Kilo 4 Oscar Victor. Kilo 4 Oscar Victor was the mobile station. All is well here. Winter is around the corner. It's dipping down into the 40s at nighttime, but right now it's very pleasant. All is well, and I've been listening for a long time today. Go ahead, Dick.
Hey, well, if you got him, Kilowatt 4 Oscar Victor Mobile, give him a call and see if you can bring him in.
Yeah, I don't know if he was Coast Guard or not. Kilo 4 Oscar Victor, come now.
Understand.
Kilo 4, Oscar Victor Mobile, come now. He doesn't hear me, Dick. But anyways, all is well here, and I'm glad you're on the frequency, and keep it going. Over.
All right, sir. Any big appointments this week? W86ANH, somebody else was chatting there for a second. Any appointments this week?
Maybe we can go on continuously, but all is working well. All is working well this week. And yes, there's a full on top of us, over.
All right, W86ANH, very good. Well, glad to have you on board with us today, and glad all is well up there in Colorado. 73, Semper Paratus.
Roger, copy you fine. Second QSO, the frequency is in use for the Coast Guard net.
KL7IWC, I have a copy on you, Larry. Go ahead. Yeah, Roger, strange conditions. He also has a lot of interference coming over the pole from Europeans for some reason. Must be some sort of a contest over there. Over. Roger. So you're ready, packed and ready to go to Seattle in the motorhome for the next 3 weeks. We'll definitely note that and keep and watch for you when you get there. Over.
All right, we'll have the radio. Next week is at the Marine Highway reunion in 12. The one last year that I talked to you in the middle of the
Roger that. Yeah, Roger coming down over the ferry, and we'll, I remember that, you chatting from on the ferry. I don't know if that qualified from Maritime Mobile or not, but I think we logged it that way.
Oh, I think it does. Over.
All right, so you're a little stronger now. Where are you headed to? Just to Seattle for a while? Going to swim on a motorcycle. I that sounds awfully adventurous.
Oh, it's fun.
I bet it is. All right. Well, Nick, you're on notice. He's going to be in your hood. Over.
Yeah, he told me last week he's going to come down for the ferry reunion, so hopefully we'll get to have lunch with him or something.
All right, Larry, well, have a good trip, and a good safe trip, and good luck on that motorcycle ride. I just chatted with Nick. I guess you guys are planning on trying a lunch, so that's a good news. You take care. We'll see you when you, well, maybe next week or the week after from the lower 48. Over. All right, Larry, 73 Semper Paratus to you. AL7DD, W5, Charlie Golf Charlie, go ahead.
Okay, I didn't hear a peep out of Larry, so we'll bring the quad over here a little bit further, and get a hold of that. NA7J, 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 AL7DD.
AL7DD, NA7J, you hearing me okay?
Oh, yeah. You're coming over top of those guys coming over to home. I think down in Hawaii.
Well, same old. Good weather. We could use some rain. But we're doing just fine. Sort of a quiet week. A little garden time and running around. But doing just fine. Got our flu shots and all that sort of thing. So we're keeping up and hanging in there. But nothing big to report here. Seasons are working okay. And just staying busy. Trip down to the Chinatown Annex here this morning, pick up some fresh food, so good plans, I guess, for the day. AL7DD, NA7J.
Okay, got big signal last night, Mark. We talked to your brother, W1OIS, Bill, and I can barely hear him out here on the West Coast, but one of these days we'll be able to hear him in a lot better, over.
Roger, yeah, we hope so, and I know he's getting geared up. He's building a really nice drone kit with his mobile rig and antenna to it, and he's just lined up some parts on the air. So he's hoping to do some of the parts up there in New Hampshire, and then I'd like to travel, and we go down to the Navy shipyard in Chelsea, or in Boston, where Old Ironside is, and we operate from Old Ironside. That's his call sign, W1 Old Ironside, over.
Yeah, roger. Well, it would have been a nice weekend to do it, because this is a weekend for the Navy birthday, over.
Yeah, roger that, it sure is, and he's Navy, so I'm sure he's involved somewhere. Well, very good. Well, thank you for that. I did hear Rick in there, very, not too strong, but MJY, I heard him talking to Rick as well, so a few signals coming through, propagation starting to build, but you're booming in, over.
Yeah, roger. Well, are you hearing those guys over the pole?
No, I'm not hearing that, but I am beaming in your direction, so I should, over.
Yeah, roger. We're coming over the pole, or some kind of contest over there in Europe. And it's making really rough copy, so. Okay, glad to hear you, Gus. Nice signal. Semper Paratus. And going aloha.
Aloha. I think Dick was in there. Go ahead, Dick.
Hello there, NH7J. Good to have you on board there, Gus. Hey, I was wondering, would you mind swinging your antenna up towards Alaska? I know you, KL7IS, you two work each other often. Maybe he's in there and we just can't hear him.
Yeah, I think he's there. Is that you, KL7IS? You bet. Yeah, you're 5'9" here, over. Okay, well, okay, well, it's all yours. Take your turn, over. KL7IS from NH7J, go ahead and take your turn, over. This is NH7J, are you hearing me, over? Okay, roger that. Yeah, they asked me to relay, so I'm relaying, and if you'd like to try to make the transmission, go ahead now, over. Yeah, they're not hearing you, over. Nick, I guess that's it. Just want to relay and get on the payroll with the rest of us, over.
Okay, Gus, NH7J with KL7NDS Sierra, AL7DD. Well, very good. I didn't hear a thing out of Peter. Normally, he's got a big signal, so glad that the extra 2,500 miles made it work for Gus, over.
Yeah, well, the antenna's working great. I got it cranked up as high as I can get it, and seems to be working real well, so I won't mess with it, over.
Well, very good. Glad you got the rotator fixed.
Yeah, I did. Couldn't believe it, over.
Roger. Okay, well, you take care, and I just hope that you have a good week coming up.
Yeah. Okay, thanks a lot. Aloha. Look forward to seeing you next week.
Okay, aloha. NH7J, AL7 Delta Delta. And back to you there, Richard, W5TGC, AL7DD.
All right, sir. AL7DD, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, NH7J. Aloha to you. Thanks very much for the relay. KL7IS is on the payroll. I found out who the K4 Mobile was. It was our old buddy K4MOE. No wonder I had the antenna to the foreland, and he's out in California. But apparently he is about a month away from getting his ham shack up and running. And also today is his latest grandchild's birthday. Reese's first birthday is today. So they're having a big party and dinner tonight. So K4MOE, if you're listening out there somewhere, we'll say 7-3 Semper Paratus, happy birthday to Reese. And we look forward to getting you back on the air full strength here at some point. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, looking for additional Coast Guard veterans, those who've served U.S. Coast Guard. KB6SW, go ahead, or FW, go ahead.
Yeah, okay, Larry here in Newport Beach. Yeah, good 2 weekends in a row, that's pretty good. Anyway, good to hear. Good long signal in here today. Beautiful day here. We've got a nice regatta going on in the fantastic weekend. Good to hear you, KB6FW.
All right, Larry, very good. Good to hear you. I have my number one son is out there, been out visiting in your area since Wednesday, had some sort of a conference he had to go to over near John Wayne Airport, and now they're just playing Turista in Southern California. Today, understood they're going up to the Reagan Library up in Simi Valley, which is a bit of a hike, I understand, but something they wanted to see while they're down there, then but they have spent time out there on the beach, over.
Yeah, okay, good deal. Yeah, that Reagan Library stuff melts. I have not been there, but I've heard a lot about it. By the way, we have an air show out here in Huntington Beach, but because of the military cutback on standby, I guess the U.S. Military is not involved, but I guess the Canadian military is.
Yeah, Rod, I think he knew about that. I think he mentioned that, but due to the fact that they're on a limited time, you know, in California, They were trying to get around to see what they could see around their conference schedule, and I think for some, he decided that that air shows are fun. But he could also see an air show here, so he decided to do the Reagan Library instead. So at least you'll see a Air Force One. That's a pretty incredible display they have up there. I've been there a couple of times. So we'll say 7-3s and certainly hope to talk to you again. Have a great weekend, Larry. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, looking for additional check-ins for the Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. Over.
Kilo Zero, Foxtrot, November, Lima, Mobile.
Kilo Zero, Foxtrot, November, Lima, Mobile. Go ahead.
Roger, just like to check in your net. Been enjoying your conversation here. I'm in Windsor, Colorado, Mobile. Over.
Western Colorado. How are things up there in the mountains?
Yeah, correction, it's Windsor, Colorado, near Fort Collins, and it's a gorgeous day here.
Oh, Windsor, Colorado. I'm sorry, I got that. I thought I heard Western, but then again, my ears don't work that well anymore. Glad it's a beautiful day up there. Have you gotten any cooler temperatures yet? Over.
Yep, today is probably in the 60s, so yeah, fall is hitting us. It's been absolutely phenomenal weather preceding 2 weeks, so. But yeah, today's a cooler day. We're headed out to go do some repair work, so perfect weather for that. Over.
Roger. Any prior military service I can put in the logbook? Over.
Not prior. I'm an active Civil Air Patrol member, U.S. Air Force Auxiliary. Over.
Roger. Well, thank you for your Civil Air work, Civil Air Patrol work, and Air Force Auxiliary. Thank you much for that. Nice 5-9 signal here into the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Kilowatt Zero, Foxtrot, November, Lima, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf, Charlie, 7-3, Semper Paratus.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I got two veterans with me in addition here in the truck. So, 73, thanks for taking my call. This is K0FNL.
Kilo 4, November, Mike Radio.
Kilo 4, November, Mike Radio. Go ahead.
Good morning, Dick. We have a cloudy day and it's kind of windy down here, and the temperatures are a little bit lower. We're only going to get up to about 83 today from 72 low overnight. And how's the weather up there in the Dallas area? Over.
Too hot. I was listening to Mark up there in Colorado talking about being in the 60s, and I'm thinking right now that would feel pretty good. We're still playing summertime over here. It's getting up into the lower 90s pretty much every day. Over.
QSL, we finally got a break. It looks like we're past the hurricane season, too. Of course, October is also a possibility. New topic. Got a new radio. Got a new ICOM 7610, and boy, is the learning curve long.
Yeah, any of those radios with all the settings in their the menu settings and everything else, I can imagine it's like when I got this one, this Yaesu. I still don't know how to operate most of it. Over.
QSL, when the radio told me about virtual comp ports, I'm going, virtual what? But anyway, Dick, nice to hear you. Over here playing with the California QSO party in the sideband side, and not much going on, so I'm going to go back to CW. F73, T, and nice to hear you. Kilo 4, November, Mike Radio, after you.
All right, Tom. Well, you're solid S9 in here off the back of my antenna. That ought to tell you something. The radio is working really well for you. Good audio, and good luck. And I hope you can work some of those. They've been up here, let me tell you. They've been up here crowding 14-300 like crazy.
All right, QSL, F73 to you, good guy.
7-3, Semper Paratus, K4, NMR, W5, Charlie Golf Charlie, U.S. Coast Guard, Amateur Radio Net, looking for additional Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary.
Kilo, India.
Kilo Bravo, 7, Queen Kilo Bravo, Utah.
I coughed at the wrong time. I got a Kilowatt India 6 station.
Roger. Kilo India 6, Kilo Delta.
Kilowatt India 6, Kilo Delta, and Utah station.
Roger.
Yeah, this is Kilo Bravo 7, Queen Kilo Bravo, Springville, Utah. And we're just 6 miles south of Salt Lake City.
Okay, I did something really bad. I Kilowatt India 6, Kilo Delta is the call sign. You stand by just a minute. There's somebody else in Utah that's transmitting at the same time, the other Utah station. I'm sure there's another station in Utah. Somebody was terribly strong, said they were in Utah. Well, maybe that was KI6KD. Go ahead again.
Sorry about that. No, I didn't say I was in Utah. I figured you might remember from last week, but the sixth call doesn't help, I understand. So, no traffic, just thought I heard you and I thought I'd check in, over.
Well, I did. Yeah, I do remember you from last week, but what I heard, I swear there was another station in Utah. There had to be two of you because there were two signals at the same time, both equally as strong, and I couldn't, you know, make a word out of either one of you. So there you go. So how are things in Eagle Mountain? And surely you guys are getting a little cooler weather up there, although I've been hearing it's been very warm even further north than that. Over.
It's starting to cool off. We've got fairly cool in the evening, down in the 50s and down in the 70s during the day. So, and then definitely when it rains like it is right now, it's definitely cooler. Over.
You mean you got some rain? You mean there's some hope for the rest of us?
Hopefully. Although we're usually the last ones to get it when it comes from the west coast.
Yeah, roger, roger. Well, very good. Is that going to rain out your weekend, or are you going to be able to do some outdoor stuff?
Yeah, we're supposed to have a church picnic tomorrow afternoon, but it's supposed to be sunny by Monday, so hopefully tomorrow it won't be raining. Over.
Well, let's hope so. Hope you can get that church picnic in. Very good to have you on board, Jim. We'll say 7-3 Semper Paratus to you. We're running short of time and want to make sure I get as many people as I can. So we'll say 7-3 Semper Paratus. Look for you next week, and I promise I'll remember Utah.
Well, hopefully I'll make it out here.
All right, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie here, looking for Coast Guard veterans.
This is KB7, Queen Kilo Bravo, Utah. We're not a veteran, but we'll check in.
Kilowatt Bravo 7, are you a little quick for me? Try again.
Kilo Bravo 7, Quebec, Kilo Bravo. We're in Utah, Springville, 63 miles south of Salt Lake City. The other station you're talking to, we're probably about a 20-minute drive.
All right. KB7, Quebec, Kilo Bravo. All right, I think I got it right. Springville, Utah. Mr. Paul, nice to have you on board. You say you did not serve in the military. Over.
No, I did not.
All right. Well, that's no problem, and I'm glad you checked in with us. Your signal is about the same strength as Jim over in Eagle Mountain. You're about a 5'9 as well. So we'll say 7-3s, and thank you very much for checking in. You're on the payroll.
Eagle Mountain here is about 40 miles. 87 Kilo Bravo, Springfield, Utah.
All right, sir. 7-3s to you. Thank you for being there. Sorry for being short. We got just a few minutes left. Looking for additional Coast Guard veterans, those who served U.S. Coast Guard.
Kilo 9, Tango, uniform, Tango.
All right, the K-9 station.
Kilo 9, Tango, uniform, Tango.
K-9, Tango, uniform, Tango. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Dick. This is Glenn in Punta Gorda, 72 to 74 in the U.S. Army.
In the U.S. Army, okay. We've got you in the, but we also have you in the various marine flotillas and things of that nature. Over.
Roger, roger. And I'm an auxiliarist in the Coast Guard, and my wife does the boat watch, helping the Coast Guard look for missing and overdue boats.
Yeah, I knew there was a Coast Guard connection there somewhere, Glenn. We've talked before about that. But good to have you on board today. Running real short on time, and I think there's one more out there. So I've got you a big signal, again, off the back of the beam. So we'll say 7-3, Semper Paratus.
Same to you.
All right, was there someone else wishing to check into the Coast Guard net? KK4 Zulu Victor Echo, got your email. Go ahead, Jeff. A little bit light copy, but I understand. KK4 Zulu Victor Echo Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie. He's talking about the initiative that the ARRL has regarding ham radio antennas with HOA restrictions, a subject that has been discussed, I think, as long as I've been a ham. They're trying again to get some legislation passed in Congress, and if you want to find out more about that, if you want to get involved, the ARRL website is the place to go. They've got a web page on the current litigation, current legislation, and you can find it there. Thanks for the update there, Jeff. We'll say 7-3s to you, and Semper Paratus, we're all out of time. We're going to turn things over to the Maritime Service Network. If you're still listening out there and you have not checked in yet with us, if you'd like to do so, we'll check you in online. The web, the email address is info@w5charliegolfcharlie.oscarradiogolf. I'll remember it sooner or later. Info, India November Foxtrot Oscar, at w5cgc.org. Send me a quick email and we'll put you on the log for today's Coast Guard Net. Time to go. Victor Alpha 6 Foxtrot Hotel, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie.
W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, Victor Alpha 6 Foxtrot Hotel. Good morning. Booming signal into Lethbridge this morning. Yeah, Dick, over.
Yeah, conditions have been pretty good. I understand we've got some sort of a contest maybe in Europe, and Nick was having a heck of a time with a lot of interference over the pole. Over.
Oh, really? Huh. Oh, well, normally, because of my location, those things don't seem to bother me. I don't hear Europe very often. Anyway, the man looks lively as I'm looking at my waterfall display. I will get on with it. Over.
Roger. Well, there's a California CUSO party is going on, and that's probably what you're seeing out there. There's all those six stations out there calling, trying to get some contacts. You have a great week, and we're doing well here. We'll look for you next week. Victor Alpha 6 Foxtrot Hotel. This is Whiskey 5. Charlie Golf Charlie, now clear. 7-3s.
That one, on the other hand, might be a bit of a problem for me. We shall see. Oh, well. Okay. Thanks a lot, Dick.